It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. There's a new Broadway revival of Gorky Doll's play from 1960, The Best Man. It opened just this past Sunday night at the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater. The production's directed by Michael Wilson, and it's about two candidates who are dueling at a political convention for the presidential nomination of their party. Now, when Gorky Doll's play first opened in 1960, it probably felt somewhat daring in a somewhat cynical view of the hallowed political sphere. But Charles, does that play possibly match up to the jaundice of our political viewpoint of today?
Well, in a word, not really. I think at the time it was very sort of perceptive in identifying things that were, you know, sort of causing our politics to degenerate. He talks about how the rise of television cameras are influencing the way candidates are behaving, the rise of personality politics. Unfortunately, I think these things have become so entrenched, so obvious by now, that it's sort of like he's telling us what we already know and have known for some time.
Presumably, the two candidates in the play were based on Adlai Stevenson and John Kennedy. Those roles are being played now by John Larroquette and by Eric McCormick. Are there any ways in which the play or these characters reflect the political climate now? Is there anything we can relate to?
Well, and you know, in a sense, you could say that the Larroquette character, William Russell, is the sort of the high-minded fellow who's trying to bring back civility into political discourse. And I think a lot of people felt Obama was trying to do that.
Yeah, he's the good guy in the
play.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. And, you know, Joe Cantwell, played by Eric McCormick, is definitely the cutthroat one who is sort of playing to the cameras and will do anything and everything in order to get elected. I'm not sure who specifically we would want to point to as that character. But the point is that I feel that you can't even relate to it anymore because we've all become fairly cynical about the way things are being run.
One of the interesting characters in the play is an ex-president whose endorsement is being sought by these two candidates. In this production, that role is being played by James Earl Jones, which is a very interesting casting choice, only because Mr. Jones is a black man. Can you get past that watching this thing? Does it inform the performance? Does it matter? It's significant, I think.
Yeah, it is. It is a little bit jarring. It takes you out of the play a bit to note that this is a, you know, an African-American who has already been president in 1960. The world would be very different today if that were the case. It would be very different in the play if that were the case. But James Earl Jones is such a tremendously powerful actor that you sort of, you forget it very quickly. And he gives a very charismatic and funny and ultimately quite moving performance.
That's not all the starry cast in this production, though. Who else is here and how do they do?
Well, Angela Lansbury, another great veteran who's been on Broadway several times in the past few years, has a sort of small role as an operative who represents the women's vote and thinks she can dictate to the candidates and their wives exactly how they should be behaving. And she's quite funny. She really enlivens the play a lot. And Candace Bergen is making a rare stage appearance. She plays William Russell's wife, who's they're estranged. He's a philanderer. And she gives a competent performance. She's a bit stiff, but that perfectly suits the character who, like her husband, does not want to get her hands dirty with all this sort of sordid politicking. So, you know, it's a very well-cast revival. Unfortunately, I think both the play and its structure is a bit dated. You know, we're not used to these sort of long scenes where all the points are made somewhat obviously. And as I said, in the politics, too, I think it's a little bit too familiar.
Gorky Doll's 1960 play, The Best Man, directed by Michael Wilson, is now in revival at the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater on Broadway. And Charles Isherwood of the New York Times goes around Broadway with us each week here on WQXR.